Data from realtors show the pandemic has increased demand for houses in Massachusetts, but another real estate sector is seeing a dramatic shift in the opposite direction. WBUR's Adrian Ma reports parts of Boston's commercial real estate market are under pressure, and if that continues, experts say the consequences could be felt throughout the economy.
Take a stroll through Boston's financial district in the middle of the day, through the canyon of concrete and glass office towers. And what you're bound to notice is not just the architecture, but the sound. Minus a construction crew here and there, the streets are eerily silent.
Walking through downtown, walking through downtown, walking through downtown.
Okay, except for that. I'm heading over to Post Office Square to meet Liz Berthelet.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah.
Berthelet is a researcher at Newmark, a company that buys and sells commercial real estate. And she's been working in the area for a while, so she's been able to see a change.
Downtown Boston really came into its own over the last few years. And prior to the pandemic, we had the strongest fundamentals this market really has ever seen.
Companies were moving in, vacancies were near historic lows, and rents were up. And the neighborhood had a vibe.
It's the hustle and bustle. It's the people that work downtown. It's lunch meetings and, you know, industry events and meeting up with friends that work at other companies.
Yeah, well, not so much anymore. Several months into the pandemic, vacancies are up. Many companies are moving or trying to sublet their space. And according to her estimates, downtown office buildings are only about 6% full.
So if it's about 6% now, where would it usually be?
Well, it's hard to say because we weren't really measuring that.
Because in normal times, if you were purchasing an office space, you might wonder, how big is it? Or what are the amenities? Not, is anyone going to show up?
I have soup and the escargot.
About a mile and a half west on Newberry Street, things are a little bit livelier.
Looking around, there's like people dining outside. You get some people walking with their shopping bags. I mean, the thing that still strikes me, it does seem like I'm seeing a lot of vacant retail spaces.
Dozens, actually. And a lot of these stores look as if they've been cleared out just within the past few months.
It's not your imagination at all.
Ann Earhart runs Boston Urban Partners, a commercial real estate firm that specializes in restaurant and retail space.
It's not just the number of spaces that are available, it's the number of pretty quality spaces that are available.
But Earhart adds the retail market was already in decline in recent years. Lower rents, fewer deals, and yeah, more vacancies. The pandemic just accelerated that trend. And with brick and mortar stores doing a fraction of their normal sales right now, many businesses aren't exactly jumping at the chance to set up shop.
I would say, candidly, on the whole, it's pretty bleak.
Even if you don't buy or sell or lease commercial real estate, there's a reason this should matter to you.
I think we probably haven't seen the worst of the bankruptcies and the business failures yet.
Joe Peek is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. He says what happens next has consequences for the rest of the economy. And it starts like this.
So these businesses fail, and they default on their loans, so now banks have a problem.
Banks see the market getting riskier, so they're a little pickier about who they lend to. He points to a recent survey conducted by the Fed, where over 60% of loan officers said they've tightened their lending standards.
That's a lot, it seems like.
I mean, yeah.
The last time you get that kind of, that spike is back in 2008.
Right, the financial crisis.
Huh.
Because, again, do I want to lend to you right now on a real estate deal? Probably not, right? Because I'd be afraid that you're not going to be able to make the payments.
The problem is credit for a market is sort of like oil for an engine. You know, it kind of lubricates the economy. If commercial landlords can't get loans, they're less able to cut deals with tenants to help them get through the pandemic.
Okay, hotels go bankrupt or retail stores go bankrupt. But that's not where the bankruptcies end, because many of those employees have lost jobs. They're going to cut back their spending at all kinds of stores. And so that's going to make those stores struggle.
which will make banks tighten up even more. What economists fear is this cycle could put a drag on any potential economic recovery. So, how do we get out of this? Peek says the success of commercial real estate depends on people getting out there, working, traveling, shopping, dining. But we can't really do that until the pandemic is under control. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.